It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. California's new budget deal delays a minimum wage hike in health care that was supposed to have started next week, July 1st. Hundreds of thousands of workers were waiting on that pay raise. KQED's labor correspondent, Farida Javala-Romero, has more on when they might see it and the impact of the delay.
Under a larger deal to close the state's budget deficit, the first in the nation law to gradually hike the healthcare minimum wage to $25 an hour could go into effect in mid-October, but only if the state revenue exceeds projections. If not, it'll take longer. But experts say many healthcare workers in expensive parts of the state, like the Bay Area, might not even notice because they already make more than $25 an hour. Joanne Spetz, who studies health and labor economics at UCSF, explains those employers are typically in more competitive labor markets.
So if you're in, you know, San Jose or you're in Santa Barbara, you've got a limited talent pool that you're competing against all these other employers to get. So you're going to have to raise your wages to get them.
An estimated 430,000 people statewide, or about a third of the healthcare workforce, would benefit from the law. They include clerical staff, medical and nursing assistants, and hemodialysis technicians like Tessa Tuliao in San Jose. She works with patients who need dialysis treatments to live.
It's life-saving. Literally, we're working with their blood.
Tuliao was looking forward to making $23 an hour on July 1st, instead of 1975. She was crestfallen when she heard that may not happen until October or even next year. She's been planning to move out of her parents' house and help support them so they don't have to work two jobs. Those plans will now have to wait.
And they're getting older. You know, I don't want them to work 7 days a week.
Tuliao also says higher pay would attract more workers to her industry and reduce the staffing shortages that make her job more difficult and stressful. She says now she has to take on more patients and they don't like long wait times.
Right now, a lot of people, actually even my friends, are so afraid to step in to the healthcare field because the minimum wage is lower than working at McDonald's.
Tuliao's employer, Satellite Healthcare, did not respond to requests for comment. Spokespeople with the California Kidney Care Alliance and the California Hospital Association say many dialysis providers and hospitals in the state have already exceeded the $25 an hour minimum wage or are working to meet it. Delayed or not, the author of the law that mandates the raises in the industry says it's a victory that will have the biggest impact in the state's most underserved communities. I'm Farida Javala-Romero, KQED News.